I don't know if all of you understand and believe in what I'm fixing to ask you, but divine providence is one of the greatest treasures you'll ever read about in your Bible. God interacts via divine providence. He woke me up this morning with a thought on my mind. And as far as I knew at the moment, I was going to preach this somewhere. And I got over here to the church and got along with the Lord praying and all of that. And then, of course, unbeknownst to me, later in the day, I got a call from Brother Frank asking if we could fill in tonight. And I said, well, I know why he gave us that this morning. Now, this is going to be kind of short, but it may not be sweet. You ever heard him say, this is going to be short and sweet? This ain't going to be sweet. It's going to be short unless the Holy Ghost gets in it. And if he does, it may turn into sweetness by then, you know. The little boy had the diabetes, it turned to sugar. Amen? So I hope it does. But these days that we're living in, they're perilous times. I don't think this generation that's living today has any idea what we older ones remember from history, what we went through ourselves, and what Brother Frank's generation has gone through, and all of that. It grieves me at my heart to know that I have a great grandson and I have grandchildren that know nothing about our history. They don't even teach the history in our secular schools that our children today need to be learning. And I'm not saying that critically, I'm saying that as a fact. They have rearranged and they have changed history. And so what I'm going to give you tonight, you could call it a prophetic message. But I'm going to say, as it was, so shall it be. Now, when the Lord Jesus Christ makes a statement, you can carry it to the bank. It's going to happen. I'm not a prophet, neither am I the son of a prophet. But Jesus Christ was prophet, he's now priest, and one day he'll rule as the prince. Amen. And so when he prophesied, when he gave something, it did come to pass. Now you and I that have studied the Bible know that in 1948 something took place. And in that period of time, Jesus said, this generation shall not pass away until all these things be fulfilled. Now, everything he was prophesying and talking about in that chapter, my friend, I'm seeing it come to fruition today. I'm not saying Jesus is coming tonight, tomorrow, next week, next month, next year. I do not know when he's coming. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. But I do know this, he's still coming. Amen? Now, when he gets here is not important to me. It's the fact that he is coming. So the Spirit of God put that title on me this morning. As it was, so shall it be. Now, I'm not necessarily referring to when Jesus said that in a particular passage of Scripture in the book of Luke, but I'm going to use that title to place it on the verse that Todd's going to put on the screen right now. And I've just got three verses that we're going to deal with tonight. And so if you got a seat belt, fasten it. If you hadn't and you like to knit you one real quick. Amen. Isaiah chapter 3 and verse 12. This is not directed in a sense of putting down women. I love women. My mother was a woman. I've got her picture. My daughter is a woman. Amen. My wife was a woman. I love women. I've known Cinda for, goodness, I don't know, 30 some odd years. I love Cinda. I love Teresa. I've known her for years. Love Barb. Some of you others, I'm not going to take the time to mention all of your names. We've known each other for years. And there's a special connection we have spiritually that helps us to love the brethren. Amen. And the Bible teaches one thing. It teaches this. You and I in these last days, if we're going to stand for the faith and contend earnestly for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints of God, we better start doing it. I've never seen a nation in the mess that America's in this quick. And I love history. I've studied history. I studied history in Bible college. I love it. I love to go back and read. I wish Billy Atkinson Sr. was here now. He loves history also. But maybe if they get it taped, he can have it. Listen to it, and I'll be done as soon as I'm finished. Isaiah 3 and 12. As for my people. Notice the caption. As for my people. Children are their oppressors, and women rule over them. Now, if you want to go back and study the context that's mentioned in that chapter, you can do so, but I want to bring it down to our time. Now, I want you to listen to me real close. I don't have an outline in the sense of alliteration like Brother Frank and I enjoy doing, but I've got these thoughts that God gave me this morning, and it had been on my mind, and when he woke me up and I started pinning this down, I started seeing exactly what's going on today. I said, Lord, this is a message for someone. I mean, it's for me. You gave it to me. Amen. But I had no earthly idea I'd be standing here tonight and preaching this message. So you younger couples, I hope you'll wake up to the realization we do not have long. He's coming. Amen. He's on the way. Even the scientists say that they see in the north parts a light, and that light has been getting brighter. They don't know what that light is, but he's the father of lights, and he's on his way, and we know him as the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's going to rule, and he's going to reign upon this earth one of these days. So listen real close. Number one, as for my people, boy, sad note when it's come down to that today. As for my people, children are their oppressors. Now, this refers to their evil rulers. They who ought to have been their protectors have become their oppressors. Is that not where we're at right now in America? I mean, we've got people in leadership that's supposed to be protecting us. Hey, my friend, I want to tell you something. America's military could not whoop nothing right now. It's not that the soldiers are cowards. It's that they have been bound down and they're limited. Did you know that there's at least 100 generals and officers in the military that have met together, and they have stated this openly, that the only hope for America under the present tense of what's going on is a military coup. Somebody might say, well, I don't like that. That don't sound good. It happened in Egypt. The Muslim Brotherhood had took over Egypt, and they were literally killing people over there. I couldn't go back to Egypt. Did you know God intervened? They had a military coup, and the military took over the nation, kicked the Muslim Brotherhood out. And the president of Egypt right now, I can't even pronounce his name, visited one of our new missions and blessed it and said, Christianity is safe as long as I'm president. I'll tell you something, folks. Christianity is not safe in America tonight. They're trying to do away with it, outlaw it, close it down, put such an oppression upon Christianity. You and I are probably going to see the day come when I don't care what you give in church, you will not get to use it for IRS purposes. You'll have to pay a price to say, I'm a child of God. I've been born from above. Amen. And we eat up religion. We got enough churches here in Childersburg should have converted every person in Childersburg 20 years ago. We've got more hell going on in Childersburg right now, today, tonight, than we've had 20 years ago. Man's waxing worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you know, there's a good possibility, and I'm not prophesying, I'm just saying there's a good possibility God may give us a little reprieve before Jesus at the last trump, the trumpet shall sound. I want you to think on that a second. I'm not a politician. I'm just saying the Bible said at the last trump. We may be seeing the last trump. And those two, hey, study it. Look it up. I'm serious. Look it up. The Greek meaning's different. At the last trump, the trumpet shall sound. If God does give us a reprieve, and we've got somebody that's got some backbone in Washington, D.C., I'll say hallelujah. I'll say hallelujah not for Marty Few. I'll say hallelujah for my children, for my grandchildren, and my great-grandson. I've got a grandson right now that is openly denied that there is a God, that there is a heaven, that there is a hell, and told his mama, I am already an agnostic. Now, if he is my boy, amen. I don't have a woodshed, but when I got done with him, he'd think he'd been behind it. That's what's wrong. Children have become our oppressors. Children today tell mama and daddy what to do. And mama and daddy, the average mama and daddy in the average Baptist church jumps when the children. I seen one in Walmart. She was pushing it in the buggy, and it wasn't big enough to jump out. And it was screaming and running and grabbing at her and pulling at her and pinching at her and smacking at her. And she said, I don't know what to do. I said, Lord God, I wish I had it for 30 days. You better believe I know what to do with it. They'd get you for child abuse. They'd have to get me, but I'd beat the devil out of it. Amen. Amen. It was that way in that day. God said, as it was, so shall it be. It's upon us. Now, if you're sitting here tonight and you let your children tell you what to do, shame on you. Amen. God instructed us in the Word of God how we're to take care of these little oppressors. Amen. But now, in one sense of speaking, I'm not saying this means that the rulers of the people were literally minors. But they were so in disposition and character. That word they use there actually means a child or an infant. In other words, acting childish. Now, when I was a child, what did I do? Have you ever read that in 1 Corinthians? But when I become a man, I put away childish things. You'd be amazed the people today that have not put away childish things. Have you ever seen a day like today? We've got people in Washington, D.C. that's not qualified to sell papers on the street in Childersburg, much less be in the leadership of our country. Everything that I went in service to stand for is torn down right now. And if God doesn't intervene, ISIS already has enough camps in America operating and training their people and recruiting American people to turn on America. Hello. I've done my research. I've been studying. I come over here early in the morning, every morning just about I'm in town, and I study and I research and I look up, and I could call some names and I could put out some facts tonight, and some of you in here, because of your own political agenda, you'd get mad at me. But hey, let God be true and every man a liar. I'm going to preach the truth. I don't care if it gags a maggot. Amen. I'm going to preach the truth. I made up my mind. 82 years old, what you going to do? You can't brag about killing me or whipping me. Amen. Children are their oppressors. Literally, they have become the collectors of. What does that mean? Let me throw something out at you. Some of you young ones in here know this. If the young people was in here to hear this night, they're downstairs, they would know exactly what I'm talking about. Dope is running all over Childersburg, Alabama tonight. And why don't the police stop it? They know who the big boys are. They know who the distributors are. And I doubt if there's any parent in here that's over 40 years old, 50 years old, got children that somehow or another hasn't been affected by what's being done through our children right here in Childersburg. I hadn't been here but 3 years. I knew the chief police real good. Tip introduced me to him. He and I had prayer together. We fellowshiped together. I asked him some particular questions, and he'd say, I can't answer it, but I nod my head. Going on right here in our little old town, 10,000. Imagine what's going on in Atlanta, Birmingham, New York, Los Angeles, Houston. Did you know last year they say over 300 little girls from 13 years old down to 7 and 8 and 9 years old were sold into prostitution in New Orleans? Abducted from a Walmart parking lot, abducted from a school, abducted from here, abducted from there. It's just by the grace of God that one of ours, it hasn't happened to them. It's not getting any better. No, man's going to wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And I think we've got more deception in the average church in Childersburg than people won't admit. It's only by the grace of God and the stand that your pastor takes preaching the unadulterated word of God that God's blessing and doing what he's doing here. I don't know of another church in our area that's doing this. You better believe he's under the pressure. There's three things going on in his life right now I know that you may not know because I'm a preacher. I know of the sorrow that he lives with. I know of the stress that he has to daily combat. And I know of the suffering pastoring a Baptist church. There's three of them I had to leave because of sickness. They got sick of me. So I know what I'm talking about. I've been at this 48 years. Never been a man of God that those three things was not going on in their lives. And the average Baptist says,
Well, what does he do? We pay him a big salary. He don't do nothing. Follow him one day. The Bible said we're to follow them. Amen. Obey them that have the rule over you, for they watch for your soul, that they may give an account. And they're going to do it one of these days. Amen. So are there oppressors, liches, or the collector? Well, you add what you will to that, but we're there. A friend of mine told me this just last week. His CPA told him, he said, I don't want to discourage you, but the money you're making this year, from January to June, every bit of it will go in taxes. Brother Leonard, you know what he's talking about. If our present trend was to go another year, have you ever Googled online and watched our money click off as it's being spent? Have you ever done that? You ought to do it just for fun. If you ain't got nothing to do, do it. You can't even keep up with it. Isn't that right, Leonard? In a year, it will probably be three times more than it is today. You say, Brother Marty, I'm working to get out of debt. I don't know if you ever will. Now, you may not owe anybody anything, but your country owes so much. It's already in the making right now. China is fixing to declare, we want our money by you giving us so much land. They're already getting land in America. Hello? As it was, so shall it be. Boy, they went through Canaan land and they came in and Israel was established, but it didn't last long. And they lost everything into captivity. I want to ask you a question. What would you do tonight if those doors flung open and in walked the UN who have already been assigned strategic places in America to become our military and take over and do as prescribed by those that hate us? Well, Mario, I don't like that. Well, I don't care whether you like it or not. I'm telling you the truth. They march in this church one day, AJ. And they won't come in here with rickrack paddle. But they'll come in here with those weapons and they will say, this is the way it's going to be. You say, we'll be gone. Yeah, that's what that crowd was preaching at the end of 1999. Here it is, 2016, we ain't gone. If we live to 2020, can you imagine what's going to be going on in America in 2020? How old will Connor be? I hate to put the strong question like that on you. Do you think Connor, and I'm using Connor because I know them and I met him T-ball when I first moved here. Brooke, Cheryl, do you think Brooke and Connor at 11 years old, give or take, gonna understand what's happened to America in 2020, because see, they don't know nothing but what they were born into. As it was, so shall it be. If I had the time, I'd give you a description of 10 things. 10 in biblical numerology stands for a witness and a testimony. And there are 10 things that was going on back yonder that are going on today. And he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of it. He sent a flood because of those 10 things. And they're right next door to us. There was a time when we'd done something about it. Now, y'all not with me tonight, I can tell. I'm listening, Brother Mark, I'm listening. Better listen good. There's a day when if a man said the wrong thing, in the presence of that daddy or that husband. Amen. He better get ready. He'd be sucking soup through a straw the next day. We got the sissifiedest bunch of men I ever seen in my life today. They probably got frills on their underwear. Hello? You know I'm telling you the truth. And if God doesn't intervene, we're done for. I'm not talking about losing our salvation. I'm not talking about you and I that's born again and loves God and stands for God and serves God. I'm talking about what we see in our gender that doesn't know anything about what's going on today. And the average mom and daddy doesn't even tell their children.
I don't want to upset them. It'll cause a psychological problem. And I'll have to take them and let them lay on the couch.
You need a whooping yourself if you act like that. Hello? As it was, so shall it be. Got one thought left and I'm done. Is my time still here? Oh, I got 10 minutes. And women. Now, Bruce Jenner, what'd she change her name to? I didn't hear that, but it had to have been good. Old Bruce might have went through something, but the chromosomes are still XY. They never change. That's a scientific fact. They do not change. Women are XX, men are XY. See, we're the only one that can get to the Z quicker than you are. Oh, you don't know. You don't understand. That's too much. I ain't going into that. Now, don't ask me. Y'all with me? This could mean the rulers were under the influence of a harem or the females in the court where they presided. It just came out today. All these women that Bill Clinton took advantage of is going to hurt his wife in her run for the presidency. You mark her down. You talking about some dirty laundry? It ain't even going to make it to the clothesline. They're just going to throw it out in the yard. Amen. You're going to see it. One of the, and I can't help it. If that was your president and you loved him and you liked him, voted for him, that's tough. One of the sorriest scumbags ever been on the face of this earth is Bill Clinton. And listen to this. He is a member of the New World Order, our New Age movement. And I can tell you any names you want to know that's in the clique. Now, people don't want to, they don't want to find out nothing. I don't upset me. I'll have to eat a bowl of cereal before I can lay down tonight. I don't need to hear all this. You better, we need to hear it. Our children need to hear it. Our grandchildren need to hear it. I may be dead and gone next week, but I don't want to be dead and gone and laid out there in the graveyard and little old mean oppressors come over and kick my tombstone over and say, you sorry, bald-headed rascal, why didn't you preach the truth? I want to be known as one. And the only reason I'm still in this church is not because all of y'all like me. It's because I love my pastor. And I know when he stands in that pulpit, we're going to get a message from the Lord. Amen. I'd leave here tomorrow if I couldn't agree with him and his stand for Christ. And you'd never know why I left. As a matter of fact, the church that I left over in Georgia, Brother Frank knows the pastor well, a good man of God, has a doctor's degree, etc., great preacher, everything like that, but something come up. And it wasn't handled, and it was detrimental to my wife. She was living, and she was brokenhearted, and she said, I can't in good conscience go back. And all the attempts to take care of it were done, everything. We left there. To this day, not one member of that church has ever heard why we left other than God was done with us. I had no earthly idea that Brother Frank was going to invite us to come over here if the Lord work it out. And we chit-chatted about that January down in Jacksonville at the conference. And that April, here we be. No bow, no ribbon, but we here. Better put some salt in there. Some of you gagging. Now, it could also mean that they were effeminate. Lord have mercy, I know this bothers some people. Don't say nothing about effeminate men. Bless God, if I was one, I'd lay out in the grass and catch a croup where I could talk like a man tomorrow.
That's about to read your boo-boo.
Well, wouldn't you hate to be in a foxhole with a bird like that by you and the enemy coming? I'd be keeping an eye on him more than I would the enemy. Y'all not with me, are you? Feminine, destitute of manliness in counsel. Did you ever see the movie Patton? If you've never seen the movie Patton, you ought to go rent it and you'll say, boy, I seen a man. Are you listening to me? I saw a man. History has, and God's providence has brought him along. He's raised up men, raised up men, raised up men, raised up men. And I'm going to tell you something. God may be raising up a man right now. I don't know. He's definitely not a Christian. He wouldn't know God in a 40-acre field with a name tag on. But neither was Cyrus. And many, many others. And one fella that went out in the field and stayed 7 years with dew on his back and eating grass. And when God brought him back to his senses, he recognized God for who God was. God can do as God pleases to work out his own divine providence. Now I'm done, but let me get this in. And I know thy exactors strip my people as they who gather the grapes strip the vineyard. This refers to the false prophets, the false teachers. And they flatter the people, but they never preach or taught them against their sin. He said somewhere over in that Bible, Brother Frank, and you remember it too, if it had been mine, they would have turned my people from their sin. Did you know when God called Saul to be Paul, one of the callings placed upon his ministry was to turn them from darkness to light? Amen. Matter of fact, if you've been in this church 20 years, you're where you are spiritually because of the man of God God placed you. You haven't always been as spiritual as you are right tonight. I mean, some of you think back to yesterday. Hello? Come on. Now, I'm not talking about separation. I'm talking about spirituality. God puts a premium on spirituality. I've been here 3 years, and I'm going to say it right now, and I don't care if it hair lips the devil. I've never seen some of you at the altar. I wish I could live as good as you live and as clean as you live. I sat right over there in that pew praying while my pastor's preaching, and enough power got in here to win thousands to the Lord. Nicole, you know what I'm talking about. And him give the invitation, nobody come to the altar. And him standing there and his heart bleeding. He can't make them come. No man can come to the Father except he draw them. I would to God, if revival ever breaks out, you won't have a bit of trouble getting somebody to altar. I'm talking about old time Holy Ghost revival breaks out. You talking about, son, I'll be running around here like a teenager. I'll jump a barbed wire fence with two blondes under my arm. Amen. All right, I said, I'm done. I finished with number three. Women rule over them. Isaiah 3:4. And I will give children to be their princes. Boy, what a prophetic utterance. I'll give children. You remember in Old Testament times, every now and then a king rose up, it wasn't even old enough to be a king. Hello? He said, I'll give children to be their princes, and babes shall rule over them. Now, this is not in a literal sense of age. It seems to me we're there today, not only in Washington, D.C. The Republicans and the Democrats are a sorry, good-for-nothing lot, L-O-T. They scratched each other's back for years and haven't done anything for the American people. And I'm like the old boy said, I'm against them. Who you again, Brother Marty? Every one of them. Kick them out. Start over. What's wrong? Hey, if you're going down the road wrong, is there any problem in turning around and finding where you need to go? I've plowed. Y'all know what plowing is. Raise your hand. I'm plowing right now. But I was plowing literally. And buddy, I had that old Georgia stock. You don't do that, but I did. And my Uncle T was letting me plow his cotton. It was up about that high. I got to the end of the row. The mule carried the stock to the end of the row. I believe that mule saying, this has got to be the dumbest boy behind the plow I've ever seen in my life. Even the mule knew I was doing it wrong. I cut down cotton stalks. Do you know what this bright future Baptist preacher did? I took them cotton stalks and stuck them back in the hole. Of course, my problem that summer was I stayed there the whole summer. Y'all not with me. Them cotton stalks that I stuck back in that hole didn't look like them cotton stalks that hadn't been cut down. I like the countenance on somebody when you're preaching, amen. I seen some cotton stalks in you look like you've been cut down, stuck back in the hole, amen. And you ain't doing nothing. You ain't growing. Amen. Here's my closing point. You ready? If you don't do something, I'll preach on. As it was, so shall it be. But it don't have to be so with you. It don't have to be so with you, Barb. It don't have to be so with you, Tip. It don't have to be so with you, AJ. Teresa, it don't have to be so with you. But it's going to be so. I want her to come to the piano. I know this is Wednesday night, but boy, God put this on my heart this morning. And Teresa, just come and just be playing whatever the Lord impresses on your heart. The altar's open. It don't have to be so. But you better believe as it was, it's going to be what God said it was. It's coming to pass. But it don't have to be so, Charles, with me. I want to walk close to him. I want to stay prayed up. I want to study. I want to get something new from the Lord. I know in whom I have believed. And I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. That day's right around the corner. No doubt in my mind. Would you stand to your feet? Well, Brother Marty, I believe what you said tonight. I really do. I've been studying this, and I'm burdened about it. Well, you see, the good part about it, the hope that you and I as a child of God have, it don't have to be so with us. Miss Pat, many, many times you and I have talked about a particular one you had me to pray for 3 years ago. Pray for him every day. Now, as far as I know, there's nothing happened, but it don't have to be so. It don't have to be so with you. Would you step out and come? No singing. Teresa's playing unless Teresa wants to sing it. The altar's open. Do you see the need? Would you? Would you come? Don't have to pray about it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path.